Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day. Well, as you know, if you have been hanging out with us for a few weeks at least this summer, we are spending a lot of time talking about having fun at the church. We are in this message series called That Sounds Like Fun, and each week we are talking about how important it is to make sure that we have space and time in our life to have fun. God wants you to have fun. God wants us to have fun. God wants us to feel like we have time and space in our life to have fun. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but I have a little bit of a reputation around this church, around our church staff, to instigate some fun. Maybe it's a me thing, maybe it's a youth pastor thing, I'm not really sure, maybe it's both. But if you have seen our staff doing something a little ridiculous, or if we've done something fun at the church, chances are I might have been behind the scenes of that a little bit. And our staff here at the church, they're really good sports. And here are just some of the fun things that we got to do together this summer. So we got to ride on a trackless train. So we have Christie's Carousel of Learning here at the church, and they really like to have some fun in the summer too. And so we got to ride on a trackless train as a staff. We had a reptile show come. Well, Christie's had a reptile show, and they let the staff come and have some fun. So these are our new staff members that are going to be joining the staff later this summer. I thought I was this fun. I thought I really could be this fun and hold one of these things. But as the little alligator came out of the box, I literally found myself like walking out of the room. I am not this fun. But we did have pony rides, and I am this fun, so I brought my daughter Riley out to meet her first pony. She was not that excited. We hosted our own mission trip and taught kids how to use power tools. That was fun. And we threw a Christmas in July party complete with a visit from Santa. That was fun. We have some fun together here around the church, and it's important. It's important for our faith and our life together to have fun, to make sure that we know when the last time we had some fun was. Today, as we wrap up our message series, we're going to talk about one of the ways that God helps us reset our lives when we realize we've been in a season where we're not having much fun at all. Because that can happen, right? When you're in a season when you don't know when the last time you had any fun was. Maybe it's the crushing pressure that you experience at work, or that weight of worrying about someone you love who is sick, or the endless demands and needs from you when you're a caregiver. All of this can weigh us down and make things in our life not very fun at all, and make us feel like we don't have time for fun. You know, maybe your mental health is in a place where you can't even have fun doing things that you used to have fun doing. It's true that we go through seasons, whether it's a stressful season or a season with our mental health, when we can't have fun. We feel like we don't have the capacity to have fun. And in a moment like that, in a season like that, God actually invites us to disrupt that, to reset and to do something that helps us have fun. And one of the ways that we're going to talk about that reset is by getting out in nature. Now, that is always fun to me. That always sounds fun to me, getting outside. When it is a particularly beautiful day, you know the kind, when the sky is really, really blue and the sun is out and there's no clouds and it's just warm enough, but there's still a breeze and the air just smells good. You know those days? When I wake up on days like that, I wait just long enough, you know, when Terry's had maybe a few sips of coffee. And I say, okay, I have 63 things I would like to do today. And in the way that only he knows how, he kind of nods his head and says, okay, give me your top three. I love to be outside. And it's not just because the things I love to do are often outside. It's because what can happen when we go outside. Scripture is full of examples of how God can meet us outside. God is revealed on mountaintops, and Jesus hung out by the lake shore a lot. Scripture reminds us that we
also can encounter God when we are outside. I learned a lot about the importance of this watching my dad when I was growing up. If you listen to the Parkridge Presby podcast, you might have heard this story before because I invited my dad to be a guest on the podcast this summer. We spent June on the podcast having guests come on and share their stories about faith and travel and what they learned. And I knew my dad would be the perfect guest to have on the podcast. So if you want to listen to that full interview, you can head to our website, parkridgepresby.org/messages, and go back to our June messages. We posted it around Father's Day. Or you can search for Parkridge Presbyterian Church wherever you get your podcasts. So my dad worked in the corporate world growing up, and he traveled for work, and we moved around a lot for his work, and apparently he was kind of good at it and kind of a big deal. He managed teams and got awards, but when you're a kid, you actually don't care that your parents are a big deal at work, so we never really thought about what he did or whether it was stressful or the toll it took on him. We just never thought about it. But one thing we knew every year was that my dad was going to take seemingly all of the contents from our attic and fit it into a pack he wore on his back and head out into the mountains. The one thing we knew about my dad growing up was he was going to go on his yearly backpacking trip. This one, I think I was about 4 or 5, helping my dad pack for his trip. One of the things my dad learned early on, I think when he was around my age in his career, was that he needed that reset of a yearly trip in the mountains. My dad has gone to 49 of the 62 national parks. He's now on this quest to make sure he gets to all 62 national parks. He discovered something about the mountains that gave him a reset that he needed. And I have learned from that watching him growing up. It didn't matter what was going on at work, what project his team was working on, or what he was stressed about. It seemed like as soon as he drove into those mountains, and as that cell phone service started to disappear, so did some of the stress and the weight that he was experiencing. Hiking always gave my dad time to think. Even if he traveled with somebody, he'd often go on these trips with my uncle or one of his best friends. Even if he was traveling with somebody, he said, the trail gives you a lot of time to think. And so often he was alone with his thoughts, and it was just kind of one foot after the other for hours on these trails. And my dad started to learn things about who he was and how he was living and how he wanted to live and how God was a part of all of it. And now he describes those trips as a necessary part of how he got through his working years, and really who he is today is in good part to trips like that. My dad and I talked about a lot of things on our podcast conversation, but one of the things that we talked about that reminds me of the scripture that we heard earlier, Psalm 23, is that moment of if you're out in the wilderness, if you're camping outside in the middle of the woods, you're not near any roads or any resources other than the natural world, it can make you feel very small. But it's not a bad thing. It's this feeling I call awe, when you realize that you are so small, but the God of the universe is so big. And it can feel bad to feel small sometimes. Trust me, I know this from experience. Being made to feel small doesn't feel good at all. But this particular kind of feeling small, it's actually really good to feel small, but know that the God who watches out for you and watches over you is so big and so much bigger than anything you've ever encountered before. And it is that feeling that I get when I hear these words from Psalm 23. Now, if you grew up in church or if you've ever been to a funeral, chances are you're a little familiar with the 23rd Psalm. It might be one of the most popular or well-known parts of Scripture these days. We often hear it at funerals because Psalm 23 kind of walks through a life with somebody. And it reminds us of God's comforting spirit that is with us when we mourn and when we grieve. But also, I think as we listen to this Psalm 23, we can also think about how we're living our life right now. I think Psalm 23 shows us what it looks like to walk through life with God. This psalm shows us what it looks like to have a relationship with God. The statement, "The Lord is my shepherd," is a statement of personal faith. The psalmist knows who God is and lets God take care of him. He's saying, "This is my God. This is my God who has provided for me and protected me and been with me always. This is who my God is." You know, a lot of times when we try to talk to people about our relationship with God, it kind of sounds like this. It sounds like the moments in life when we knew God was with us. Maybe we felt God's presence with us. Maybe we felt like God answered our prayer. Maybe we just knew that God was with us. That's often how our faith stories sound. And I think that's a little bit of what the psalmist is trying to do here. This Psalm 23 is attributed to King David, and it sounds like he is telling people who his God is. The Lord is my shepherd, and this is how God has been with me. I'm going to ask you to do something this week, and maybe you've never done anything like this before, but what I want you to do is I want you to actually memorize these first few verses of Psalm 23. Maybe you've heard these verses before. Maybe you even have them memorized from earlier in your life, but these are the first three verses of Psalm 23, and I invite you to memorize them. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake." These first three verses of the 23rd Psalm, I think if you slow down, if you meditate on them, if you spend time with them, it's going to be that wake-up call, that reset moment that you might need if you're struggling with something. So I go on retreats once a year with a small group of women. I know I've told you about them before, and I'm probably not going to stop. I go on these retreats once a year with these women who are also pastors. And the investment, the time of money and planning and time to be away with them is an invaluable investment in me, in allowing me to be who I am and do what I do. They're kind of like my version of my dad's backpacking trips. Now, the very first trip we went on, only three of us were able to go, and we all lived out on the East Coast, and we rented a hotel room right on the beach in Virginia Beach. And we didn't really have much of a plan. We were just glad to be back together after our first year of being pastors. And we didn't really have a theme, but shortly after getting back together, getting all in that hotel room together, our theme came to us, and it was the 23rd Psalm. And it was because of this particular part right here. "He restores my soul. He restores my soul." We were all individually looking for something, looking for Jesus to restore our souls. We had all of our own very different reasons for feeling that way. But I know for me in particular, something that I was experiencing was a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. I felt like I had been dealt kind of a crappy hand, and it had to do with where I was serving as a pastor. And I am sure you have never felt like you had a chip on your shoulder, but just imagine with me that mentality. You're feeling a little bitter, a little self-righteous, a little judgmental. Again, you've never felt these things, but imagine for me this kind of mindset. And then you spend 3 days with these words. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the right paths for his name's sake." Spend 3 days meditating on that and tell me it is not a reset. talk about a reset moment. All of the stuff that I was bringing into that weekend was reset by the reminder of who my God is, who my shepherd is, and who leads me. I don't know about your Bible translation, but when I read that, it did not say that Amanda leads and Amanda restores. He leads me. He makes me lie down. He restores my soul. I needed that reminder that weekend. And Psalm 23 is what brought me that reset moment. That he makes me part, it's not an accident. It's actually in the Hebrew grammar, and I am not going to go into all of the Hebrew grammar understanding because it's very confusing. But the way that that word shows up in the Hebrew, it includes causality. It shows up as to cause one to lie down, to make them lie down. Some of us need God's reset so much, he has to make us lie down. I keep learning that over and over again. I think that's why these retreats are so important to me. I plan ahead for that reset moment because I know already I'll need it. God has to make me lie down. I don't know about you. And I need that reminder that it's God who leads me. It's God who leads me on the path, and it's not for my name's sake, but God's. So Psalm 23 is clear. There is a shepherd. And the shepherd is full of love and mercy and provides for all of the needs of the sheep. In John chapter 10, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." You guys, there is a good shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd that leads us. And Jesus' love for us is as intimate as the love between parent and child. And as God invites us to lay down and rest, Jesus lays down his life for all people, for the whole flock, for all sheep. There is a good shepherd, and I believe that shepherd is worth following. I believe where that shepherd leads is where you are actually intended to be. I wonder if you even know where you're headed or who's leading you, and if you even want to end up where you're going. I think one of the reset moments that all of us need to have right now is to ask those questions. Who is leading you? Where are you going? Do you even want to be there? If you're listening right now and you feel like it's been a while since you felt like you rested, since you had any fun, here's my invitation for you. Whether you think the outside is nearly as fun as I do or not, to get outside as fast as you can. And it's not just because there's fun things to do outside. It's because of what can happen when you're outside. It's because of that feeling of awe. It's because when we're outside, we're reminded that we are small, but we are not insignificant. And our good shepherd knows us by name and reminds us that whatever it is that you're holding on to, whatever it is that is weighing you down, God is bigger than all of it. So my challenge for you is to get outside and do it now. Don't wait. If you need this reset moment, find a way to get outside now. You can walk around your block. But all that stuff that you're worried about, that doctor's appointment that's coming up, that family issue that's arisen again, whatever that deadline is at work, all that stuff, it doesn't get to come. You get to leave that behind the door at home. It doesn't get to come. But you just get to get outside. And you get to be reminded that even if you're small, the God that we worship is really big. and bigger than all of the things that you're trying to carry around on your own. The psalmist in Psalm 23 reminds us how present God is with us. Present in providing for us, present in caring for us, present with us even when we're in the valley of the shadow of death. God is with us. So whatever it is you're carrying, God's bigger than all of it. So I invite you to get outside. You can't bring any of that stuff that you're worried about, but you can bring the words of Psalm 23. Memorize them. I challenge you, memorize them, and maybe it's going to be the reset that you need to. And maybe whatever it is that you decide to do to get outside and have fun, maybe it's going to make one of us say, hey, that sounds like fun. And maybe you'll inspire somebody to go have some fun.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.